Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves. You're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA.
The Bert Show.
Our interview with Post Malone yesterday, when I look back in my career, is going to be the one where I'm like, it'll be the most memorable. And I can honestly say we've been lucky enough in here to have some pretty awesome interviews. Mm-hmm. Remember, Justin Bieber. This was the very first morning show in the country that Justin Bieber ever did. So there's just this comfort level through the years when we've talked to him. He has given us epic interview stuff. He's told us that he has never told anybody before that goes viral every time.
Dude, we have a recent one, the one with Usher.
Usher.
Oh my God. That we sat and we talked for like what felt like 45 minutes, if I remember correctly, and he credited you with being the inspo for one of his greatest albums.
The Confessions album. That's the craziest thing.
That's the wildest thing I've ever heard.
It still doesn't make sense.
I can't even tell people that story and go, I swear, you got to listen to it. You got to look at the video because I'm not making that one up. Mm-hmm. Who's the Jesus-looking dude we had in? That was so great.
Jared Leto.
Yeah. That guy. That interview was brilliant.
If that's what Jesus looks like, I might run back to Christianity. Be like, Jesus, I'll be your homegirl. You be my homeboy.
My faith has been restored.
My holy father, hello.
I mean, over the years, J-Lo we have had in here.
She's great. She's been great. Kelly Clarkson's been phenomenal.
Always
her interviews
great.
Are always fantastic. You had an epic one with Mariah Carey where you actually turned her down.
Oh, my God. Yeah. There was Mariah Carey who always been... Yeah, that was controversial in the beginning. Forget about all that. Forget about the 25 years of interviews. This one right here is going to be the one that I will remember forever because it highlights my buffoonery. The last couple of minutes of this interview changes everything with Post Malone. Absolutely everything. And it will be the thing that these guys and you guys listening will always be able to give me crap about for the rest of the time that I am in radio and out of radio. It's that bad.
You're welcome.
Our interview with Post Malone.
You've played a game of beer pong or two, right?
Yeah, at backstage every show. Oh, we got it set up.
Do you? Are you good?
We'll see. You ready? Let's find out.
All right. So we're just going to do this as we're playing.
All right. So obviously you know how to play. You and Bert are teammates, but you're going against us three over here.
Oh, yeah.
And we didn't come up with like what the winner gets.
We're not playing for cash?
No.
If you want to raise your stakes, you want to?
No. We can just play for fun.
Your bankroll might be a little higher than ours. Right. We're just playing for your cash.
$2.50.
All right, guests get to go first.
Okay.
So we'll leave this.
There you go.
We'll leave this right there for you. Okay.
Right-handed or left-handed?
Right here.
Okay. Okay. First shot.
The rim. Okay. You get to go.
I should have been in.
Now I'm going. I think you go.
Oh, do we? And then we just go back and forth?
Yeah, back and forth.
I feel like I should know how to play this.
It's been a while.
It's been a minute.
Mm-hmm. So I will tell you this while we're doing this is that...
Oh,
and this is such a testament to you that when we do like big interviews like this, I mean, you're a pretty big deal. I don't know if you know that.
I try to stay humble. But
you're a fairly big deal. So we all usually get like really nervous during these, and we all sort of confessed in studio that we weren't really nervous, and not as an insult, but I think that when we're doing our homework and we're watching interviews with you, you just have this way of putting everybody at ease, this natural sort of, and I think it's because you do have this sort of aura of like everybody's accepting and everybody's loved, and it's kind of beautiful.
Hey, I appreciate that. Definitely, man. I try to just be myself, honestly, at all times, and just preach love, you know?
I also love, like, your, well, we're recording this, so I can use, you're not offended if I use a little profanity, are you?
No, I don't.
So you
don't
do have.
Yes.
You do have this I don't give a f- attitude in a beautiful, beautiful way. Like, I love the way that you walk barefoot all the time because you want to stay grounded and you just kind of want to be in the moment, and you're just kind of like, you literally don't care what anybody thinks. And like I said, I say that with the utmost respect and as a compliment. Is this something that you've honed, or is it just like something you're born with?
I feel like everybody kind of struggles with that a little bit, worrying about what the outside world thinks, worrying about what everybody else thinks. But in high school, I definitely struggled with that a little bit. I would say probably around the time when I got my first face tattoo is when I really started not to care. I just kind of really dove into just be authentic, you know, just be myself. That's it.
I don't think it always used to be like that, though, because I was reading when you first started out. Hold on, while I focus,
he's
laser focus.
So competitive.
Don't mess up.
When you first started, I saw that you were taking a lot of the negative comments personally. And do you still do that, or are you over all that now?
I'm kind of off social media right now. So I feel like that's a big part. Like, a lot of people look at the comments and they're worried about everything on social media.
Yeah.
I have people handle my stuff, and I just stay off of it.
Was there one comment that you're like, I'm just not doing it anymore, or did somebody have to come to you and say, you know what, dude, this is getting in your head, you're just not the same guy, get off social media?
I don't know if it was one comment specifically. I think it was just, I just noticed it, that it wasn't healthy for me.
Yeah.
I would just go down a hole. There'd be 100 nice comments, 1,000 nice comments, and then, you know, you focus on those 5 negative ones, and I noticed I was doing it to myself and said, I gotta stop.
You didn't need it.
Just get off,
Like, maybe in the beginning of your career when you're connecting with people, but now you're big enough where your music does that for you, so you don't really even need it, right?
Yeah, that's it, man. That's it.
Go ahead, Mo. Yeah, okay. I'll let you focus.
Let me get us on the board.
All right, try to get us on the board, and then I guess.
Okay. Can we take it out?
Yeah. Who's gonna chug it? Is it gonna be Bird or you? There we go.
You were giving me. We were practicing beforehand. This dude didn't make one shot, and I'm sticking him left and right.
I always get better with the lights on.
I wanted to congratulate you on your new addition to the family.
Oh, that's so
the
exciting.
Horse you just bought.
Okay.
You're talking about his baby.
I was
girl.
About to say, I thought you were going to talk about my dog.
Yes. But no, like, news just broke. I guess because, you know, obviously you're now in the whole, you're in the country world, and I don't know if that just came with the country territory, but your new horse Ashtray is.
Come on.
He's beautiful.
He's black and white, so it goes along with the ashtray, yeah. I've always loved horses, been into horse racing, and we bought a house out in Utah. Got a lot of land out there, some lakes and stuff, and got to get a horse, you know?
Nice.
Have you been riding since you were a kid?
I have.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy serious, you know, no competitions, but just for fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my signature granny move, and then I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. So let's see. Got to focus, got to laser in.
You can only ask it if you make it.
She goes underhand.
No,
man.
You can only.
She goes underhand.
Ask it after going underhand at all. No, do your thing.
If you make it, you can ask a question.
If you make it, you can ask a question. Oh, that's what we should have done.
Yeah.
We'd have been here for half an hour then.
Oh, that was close.
I was going to be upset.
Hey, you know what? You hit a cup, ask a question.
So I feel like every artist is trying to get into the country genre, but have you always been a country fan, or were you inspired by an artist that made you think like, oh, I can do that too?
Yeah, that's a good question, definitely. My dad was like a DJ growing up, so he kind of showed me all different types of music, rock, country, R&B. So I was into everything growing up, and my mom was a huge country fan as well. So I've always loved country music. So,
like, of all your collabs so far, was there anyone that you were most nervous to work with or most excited?
Honestly, it might be Dolly Parton, just because.
Wow,
she's an American treasure, you know.
Yeah.
Once I saw I could be working with her, I was just so excited and a little nervous, definitely. So that's probably the one that made me the most nervous.
You guys good?
Yeah. Okay. This was amazing. Thank you so much for coming by.
At least want two more shots from him.
That's no problem.
All right, last shot. Right. This one's for all the money. If he makes it, you guys got to guzzle all of them.
That's absolutely not.
If I make it, game over.
Y'all just making rules up on the fly.
This table's not regulation size, okay? That's all I'm saying.
Abby, you want to show him how to do that underhand shot? Thank you, dude. Appreciate it. Post Malone, man. Thank you very much.
Off the rim every time. Hey, it was awesome seeing you. It was good meeting you.
Thank you. Really good meeting you, too, man. I appreciate you.
Can we get some photos? Is that okay? All right, awesome. We're going to do it right over here. All right, we'll take a couple.
And then everybody slide this way.
Okay.
Cheese. You're rolling. Okay.
All right, everybody look at Post Malone and say, April Fools! Tell him, Jimmy.
What's going on?
Oh, come on, man. I never even saw it.
Hold on. Did you really think the whole time?
I didn't know what you were doing.
You really did?
I didn't see it from this angle. I never even saw it.
I didn't bring it out of my pocket.
So this is a virtual listener, Jimmy, that looks just like Post Malone.
Shut the f*** up. So I got to be honest with you. When you came in, I'm like, nah, that can't be. Are you kidding me? So Post is not coming today?
No. Let me tell you, I asked Claudia.
This is some
We told her that Claudia, his girlfriend, is his personal assistant.
Holy.
And
I feel like such a.
I was in there. I was like, does that dude do improv? He is incredible.
So there were a couple of things. You walked in here and I'm like, because I've been watching a whole bunch of interviews the last couple of days. I'm like, bro's put some weight back on.
I was a little skinnier.
That was the first one. And the second one, I'm like, those face tattoos, they look too fresh. But I didn't want to call it all out. But I had no idea. I got to be honest with you guys. I didn't. I was fooled. 100%. I couldn't even figure out why we were saying April Fools.
Yeah. You
I thought it was because of that. Yeah.
All right. So back in November, when I did a happy hour with Georgia Safe Retirement Planners, Jimmy and his girlfriend Claudia showed up, right? And they're hanging out. And I looked at him and I was like, bro, has anybody ever told you? And he's like, all the time. And I'm like, this would be the most amazing April Fool's prank on Bert. So now fast forward to March, I hit Jimmy and Claudia back up. And I'm like, are you still game? And he's like, absolutely. So he went, got all the face tattoos, did everything, did the research.
So good.
And then we did all this April Fool's.
And
not
you guys
here.
Knew?
I didn't know. I figured it out midway.
You did?
I didn't know.
How'd you find out midway?
I just knew he wasn't Post Malone.
Is that right?
Yes, and I was confused. I was like, maybe it's me, though.
He did take his left one time.
Yep.
I did see it. Yeah, I saw it. I was like, I had a lot of questions.
You knew the whole time?
I knew,
you little bitch.
I knew Bert couldn't see it.
Also, it was like, in all these interviews I'm looking at, he's so comfortable, and he just seemed like, and he's coming in here all shy, and I'm like, well, maybe this is just really what he's all about. He's just kind of more shy. Y'all got me good.
Yeah.
I'd be like that.
I can't believe we went the distance.
You sure did. Good for you guys.
Oh.
Good. Well played.
Jimmy,
I'm not going to high five you because that'll just be weird. I felt like such an idiot. Because not only were these guys in on it, the whole radio station was in on it.
Yeah.
I got bamboozled by the whole radio station thinking I was really we were really interviewing Post Malone. The behind-the-scenes stuff leading up to it may be better than the prank itself.
Oh, it is.
Oh, my God. There's so much to unpack here.
There's a lot to unpack.
So we're back there for 20 minutes playing beer pong with Post Malone.
Allegedly.
And I had zero idea that it wasn't him. This dude did, at least to me, looked like Post Malone.
That's why I asked him to do the prank.
All right, wait till you hear how Kristen and everybody else pulled this off. I'm so mad.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
Such an idiot.
The Burt Show.
Maybe never been more embarrassed in my entire life. Maybe never in my entire life. So if you guys weren't listening, Kristen and everybody else here at the radio station pulled off a great prank on me yesterday. I thought we were interviewing Post Malone yesterday. I mean, it was going to be exciting. We were playing beer pong. We're going to interview him while we were playing beer pong. And we were doing the interview and it was great. Abby, I thought you had incredible questions.
Thank you. It's almost like someone should pay me to do this. And they do.
Mine were well thought out and researched. I watched interview after interview. I knew the way he was going to answer even before I asked the questions. The only problem is at the very end of our interview with Post Malone, Kristen pranked me and said, "This is not Post Malone. It was a lookalike."
So. It was Timu. It was Post Malone.
That's what I've been saying all week. Pre-Malone. That it was Timu Post Malone.
Pre-Malone.
I was okay. Post Malone.
So I've got questions. I have observations. Part of the reason why I bought this thing, hook, line, and sinker, is because the woman that is running the programming side of the radio station, Leslie, was in on it. It all started really with her, and generally, they have more integrity than morning shows. I have learned a valuable lesson. She does not.
All right, so just to give you guys the history of how this started. So back in November of last year, I'm hosting an event at Georgia Safe Retirement Planners, and like it's like this, like a small intimate happy hour. And in walks Jimmy and Claudia. They are big time Burt Show P1s, right? And I'm sitting there talking to them, but I can't focus on anything because the entire time I'm looking at Jimmy, I'm like, this dude looks just like Post Malone, minus the tattoos.
Yeah, and we're gonna use just in finger quotes.
Okay. I don't know if we can because you did a 20-minute interview and thinking it was.
Well, we're going to talk about it.
But he looks very, very, very closely to Post Malone. There are similarities there for sure.
For sure.
And so I asked him, I'm like, hey, and they, because they're such huge P1s, I'm like, would you be down to do an April Fool's prank on Burt, pretending to be Post Malone, coming in and doing an interview? And without hesitation, he was like, you better believe it. So I got his information. I got Claudia's information. I stored it in the notes in my phone. Now, from November, fast forward to March. So a couple weeks ago, I'm like, I gotta make this prank happen. So I hit up Leslie, our program director. She was the first person I hit up because I have to get approval from her, and she's a very integral part to this prank. So I email our newish PD. She just started a couple months ago for our station and for our show.
And just let me add a little bit of color here also. Yeah. Kristen and I have been on top of Leslie to get more celebrity interviews. And that's in real life. Like, Kristen has sent a list to her. Like, we'd like this one, this one, this one, this one. And generally, the program director of the radio station is the one that sets those up.
So I email Leslie and I'm like, hi, I met a guy a while back. Looks just like Post Malone. Cassie can confirm. She was also there. The listeners of P1, when I suggested doing an April Fool's prank on Bert, he was totally game. He's willing to put on all the fake tattoos, coming with an entourage for a fake interview with the Bert Show. I want to see how long Bert will interview him before calling him out.
We'll never know because it would have been 4 hours.
So I go, Leslie, I would need you to submit an in-studio interview request with Post Malone, because anytime we get an interview, the request comes from the PD. I go, I would love to set up a beer pong table. I was already thinking about that in advance. I'd love to set up a beer pong table to play beer pong with him. Is everyone down for this? And Leslie didn't hesitate. Within minutes, she responded, I'm in, all caps.
So not only, okay, I got questions as we're going along.
Absolutely.
So not only did you have the beer pong idea,
yeah,
I bought into it hook, line, and sinker by suggesting in studio, like, oh, instead of doing just beer pong, let's interview him while we're doing beer pong.
You made it bigger.
Yeah.
Great idea. Okay. It was a good idea.
Excellent idea.
And you guys get all excited about it. Kristen's all excited. That sounds like a great idea. Let's go for it.
Minus one fact that we will get to in a second. Playing beer pong while also holding a microphone.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in just a second.
Yep.
So as soon as I got confirmation from Leslie, I immediately hit up. I find Jimmy's information in my phone. I hit him up. And I'm like, hey, Jimmy. Hey, Claudia. Hope you guys are doing well. I wanted to check and see if you were still game to pull off the April Fool's prank on Bert. Oh, I haven't forgotten. And that day, Jimmy hits me back. Hey, Kristen, we are 100% in. I did have a few questions, though. Were we trying to trick everyone or just Bert? How long are the interviews? And what kind of questions do you guys ask? And do people usually have an entourage or security? This sounds hilarious. If we can pull it all off, let me know if you guys have any ideas or pointers on what I should do.
So they're so into it. She's even asking logistical questions. She asked the first question that I asked when we found out if he was pranked, and I want answers now. Who knew and who did not know?
Me.
You knew.
I knew. Well, I kind of knew because I had forgotten we had had this conversation, mm-hmm. because the same night that you had hosted that event with Georgia Safe Retirement Planners, we had talked about it and I was like, okay, cool. We moved on. And so now it's months and months later and Kristen spills the beans that Post Malone is coming into the office. And I immediately go to my family group chat because of course everyone is moving on with their lives, having kids and proposing to their significant others. I have to rub what's going on in my life in their face. So I'm like, you guys, Post Malone is coming into the office. And then she quickly decided to break the news that it was actually a prank that we had talked about months and months before once everyone had left the studio and I had to walk back into the family group chat and be like, just kidding.
Mo, you did or did not know?
I had no idea. I was just as clueless as you. Not a clue.
Yeah, I didn't invite everybody else because there were so many moving parts.
Uh-huh.
Because now, like, so Leslie sends the email and it was perfect. Leslie's, our PD sends the email Monday of last week requesting a Post Malone interview. He's going to be in, he just happens to be in Atlanta working on a project, which he can't disclose the details on, but he'd love to come in and talk about his tour, which he is coming back to Atlanta in May for his giant stadium tour with Jelly Roll. So it was just, oh, there's so much, like, it was just so perfect.
And Fake Post even gives us, like, the little seed on why he's in Atlanta, that he's working on something on TV. So while he says that, in the back of my mind is, okay, we got scoop.
He's like, but I can't really go into detail about it. Right. Now we know why.
He was so good with his answers. Now, in all fairness, like Mo, I think, said that you figured it out about 3/4 of the way through.
No, I figured it out immediately.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, but oh, I was confused. It was a real mind F for me because yeah. I've seen Post Malone before, and I remembered him being taller, so that was the first thing that kind of threw me. I'm like, he seems a lot shorter than I remember. And then I at some point in the interview, I saw his hand, and I was trying to figure out why we weren't asking about that. And yeah, I knew it. I was sure it wasn't him.
Hold off on that because we're going to get to that in a second. So, let me try to explain this too, because like Mo is saying, this is a real mind F as it's going on. Tommy has the whole hall set up for this beer pong game, and it's really, really great. And he sets up sort of a screen so different employees of the radio station wouldn't be able to walk through the halls. So Fake Post had to walk around almost like you would try to skirt around a curtain if first class, mm-hmm. right? If you're trying to sneak up mm-hmm. or sneak back, right? So Fake Post comes in while we're already playing beer pong. We were practicing the stuff. I had the mic in hand. You guys had the mic in hand, and I'm really loose. I am really excited about doing something new. We're about to play beer pong with one of the biggest artists in the world. So I'm kind of giddy about the whole thing. Fake Post walks in, and he looked similar, but my, based on Leslie being, it never even dawned on me that it could be a prank. My mind was playing tricks on me. Like, at first I thought it was like a roadie and I didn't want to say anything because he does look very similar, but not really.
Right.
And he was, and you got to understand, when we do these celebrity interviews, I exhaust myself on research, where I go and I will watch a dozen interviews. By the time the celebrity gets in here, I feel like I am that celebrity. Like, I can answer the questions for them. I know their tone. They've been asked everything. And then I think of questions that just play off of existing answers he's had.
You're a great interviewer.
Because I do a lot of research.
Uh-huh.
So when he came in and he didn't look like he did on 60 Minutes 8 weeks ago, I was a little bit like, can you... And I don't want to insult Jimmy. He's a little bit heavier than Post Malone in 60 Minutes. And that's kind of a big storyline with Post, is how much weight he's lost. He also didn't have his grill yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And while he does look like Post Malone, he's a little paler than Post. Okay? So when I saw him for the very first time, I was my mind was playing tricks on me. Like, oh gosh, like... what's happened the last 8 weeks?
Listen, I'm gonna be honest. Immediately when I saw him, my first thought was, that's not Post Malone. But then when y'all started taking everything so seriously and really treating him as Post Malone, in my mind, I was like, damn, he got to stop with the drugs, man. Like,
you were thinking that?
Yes, I was thinking like, yo, them drugs really got Post out here doing bad.
And you also have to remember that the stakes are too high in an interview like this. So any micro red flag I have, you can't call it out.
You buried it.
Because if you do and you're wrong, that's going to be the most insulting thing. Like, hey, Post, you don't look like yourself.
Uh-huh. Right.
And if it is Post Malone, what an insult.
Mm-hmm.
So any micro red flag that I had, and there were a couple of there, I just talked myself out of it. Like, the tattoos he had looked a little bit too fresh, like he had them that morning. And I noticed the one on his hand was super black.
Yeah.
And as a guy that gets tattoos, I'm like, that looks like the, like he just got it done.
He just took it.
Yeah.
Tattoos towards the end started rubbing off.
It was flaking, like it was face dandruff. Yeah. Yes.
And I'm like, how did none of us?
Especially Bert, because you were right next to him the whole time. I'm like, how you didn't see the tattoo peeling off his eye, it running down his face?
It was on the right side or the left side of his face?
I think it was on the left side.
So let's talk about the left side here, because this is what makes it even more, makes me feel even more foolish.
All right. Well, I'm looking at the time. I'm going to let you decide. Do we want to take, because we need to start, we need to get to the morning of, because a lot of stuff went down that you don't know leading up to getting fake Post Malone in here and beginning the interview.
Oh my God, it's the most humiliating day I've ever had in my life.
All right, let's just say this. We'll go ahead and tease and let everybody know. So there is one glaring difference between our Burt Show P1 Jimmy and Post Malone, and that is... Jimmy does not have a left hand.
Yeah.
Jimmy has a nub for a left arm. So we will explain how we got past that. And Bert still thought it was personal.
The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I'm embarrassed to be me today, and I was even more embarrassed to be me yesterday. If you haven't been listening to the last hour of the show, these guys pulled off the best prank on me in my life, where I thought we were interviewing Post Malone. We were playing beer pong with Post Malone. It turned out to be a somewhat lookalike to Post Malone. But they look, I am not making any excuses. I bought it hook, line, and sinker. There I was 20 minutes in when we all gather around after our interview. Great interview with Post Malone when Kristen says, April Fools. And I just looked at the video and I'm looking confused at why this is an April Fool's Day joke, and I'll tell you why I reacted the way I did in a second.
Mm-hmm.
But do we want to stick with Jimmy first?
Yes.
And what makes him definitely not Post Malone, the most glaring characteristic, or do we want to go in a different order?
No, I think that's what we need to do. Okay. So Jimmy doesn't have a left hand.
Fake Post.
Yeah.
Fake Post Malone doesn't have a left hand.
Nope. And I knew this, when I met him back in November, right? But he is very incognito. Like, I talked to him for almost an hour at the Georgia Safe Retirement Planners event, and it wasn't until then that I noticed that he did not have a left hand. He's got a nub arm.
And so yesterday.
Let me start with this first.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We got to play the hand thing out because it's an important part of my defense.
So listen, we have done so much prep work, right? Leslie, our PD, had emailed Bert has bought this hook, line, and sinker. He's been emailing, making sure that we are prepared for Post Malone.
Remember when I gave the advice to Abby and Mo in studio yesterday? I'm like, look, here's the deal when it comes to celebrity interviews, you guys. You have to wait till the very end to ask them questions about what they want. Now, he wants us to talk about the concert, so we're going to save that for the very end. Because if you give a celebrity what they want in the beginning, there's no motivation for them to continue the interview in an authentic way. You guys bought it, hook, line, and sinker. That is part of the celebrity format for me.
Mm-hmm. Bert is literally playing Post Malone's music from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
in studio.
Yesterday, all morning long.
I worked out to Post Malone's music the day before.
Oh, my God.
All of the albums, man. They were on shuffle.
So, you know, this could not have gone any more beautifully. But now I'm getting in my head because I'm like, so many hours, man hours, pre-planning, prepping. But, like, the actual execution of this on air, like the exposing that this is an April Fool's prank. I want to make sure, yeah, this is a great prank, but I also want really good radio, right? And so I'm getting nervous. This has been the longest week ever. And so
I even called you out in the middle of the show yesterday.
I know. And so Bert calls me out. It's like, is everything okay? He's like, it's just a lot of personal stuff. It's been a busy week. Just a lot of stuff with Jimmy.
Were you emailing about the bit? Because while we're doing the show, like, we have a rule here. Like, when the mics are on, that's essentially our football play. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the snap. Yes. And everybody's focusing on what's being said. And Kristen was like a big offender. I was like getting pissed yesterday during the show because I'm like, she's not paying attention. What the hell is going on?
I wasn't paying attention because I was consumed with this April Fool's prank.
So
right?
She walks in studio one time and I'm like, you okay today? To try to get her to focus back.
Yeah. So the night before the prank, I emailed Jimmy and Claudia again and I was like, hey, checking in. We've done a great job prepping. But I want to think how we'd like to play this out on air. Maybe Bert calls us out in the beginning, but if he doesn't, any ideas on the best way to break the news, this is an April Fool's joke. Because I'm like, we did it. And if he doesn't call us out, which is exactly what happened yesterday, we went the 20 minutes of the interview and Bert never said anything. So, like, how are we going to do this?
Part of the reason why maybe I didn't know it was an April Fool's Day joke is because it happened on March
27th. Yeah, guess what? You're not here April 1st. So Claudia, Jimmy's girlfriend, hit me up yesterday morning. So this is what's going on during the show. And she's like, just an idea. If at the end Bert doesn't call us out, what if Kristen has a code word she would say that let people know the truth from the studio, gather around Jimmy, and on a count of three, everyone yells April Fools as Jimmy exposes the nub, his missing hand. Now listen, having met him and knowing this, I did want to use the nub, but I thought that was very insensitive of me to be like, hey, you want to break the news by showing off your nub? That just didn't seem right. But coming from Claudia, I'm like, we have the go ahead. We can do this. So I hit her back and I'm like, that's perfect. We're going with the nub. Then I sent them my questions. I was emailing them my questions yesterday morning. So he knew like what to prepare.
So good. Because he was so prepared in every one of his answers. Mm-hmm.
Mm. So the nub is going to be the way we reveal to Bert that this is an April Fool's prank. So as soon as Claudia sends the nub email, Tommy calls me into his studio and he goes, is there something you'd like to tell me?
Yeah, so 7:37 a.m. This is when we get this email. I'm on the email that Kristen just read from Claudia. And the end of it, again, said, as Jimmy exposes his nub, and in parentheses, missing hand. And I was like, what? I was like, I've been talking to these people. I've been talking to Kristen. Nobody has mentioned this up to this point. And he's supposed to be here in like 2.5 hours.
It didn't seem like pertinent information.
I almost texted her back and said, what do you mean nub? But I thought that was insensitive. So I called Kristen in and I go, Kristen, is there something you want to tell me? And she goes, oh, yeah, he's got a nub. And I was like, Kristen, he's going to hold a microphone and you're asking him to play beer pong.
Which, by the way, you had a great out beforehand, because when you were telling me the format of what we're going to do, you were saying it was a handheld, and I was thinking, why don't we just do like the headsets?
No. Would have made more sense.
Yeah, it would have made more sense, right?
Those sound like crap.
So this dude comes in, fake post comes in here, and the way that we're set up, it's me on the right side, and fake post is on the left of me. And I do notice that his left hand is in his green vest the entire time. Anytime he wants to shoot the ping pong ball,
yep. Mm-hmm.
He puts the mic under his left arm, never exposing his hand, mm-hmm. And he shoots, which I did notice during the game, right? But I just... What am I going to do? What are you going to do? Call him out for that? And if it is Post Malone, which I really thought it was... It was going to be uncomfortable for me to go, hey, why aren't you using your left hand? So I noticed it. But of course, when you think that it's the real guy, mm-hmm. You're so afraid of offending a big time celebrity. You have to be very careful about it.
Yeah, it was a moment when I just was literally standing there thinking, like, what is happening in life right now? Because I noticed his hand was in his pocket. Like, after about 5 minutes of it, I was like, okay, that's awkward. Like, why would he not take his, like, he's have a gun on him? Like, does he not feel safe around us? Like, what is this? And then when he went to adjust the mic at some point, he accidentally, mm-hmm. I don't think anyone else saw it.
I did.
Yeah. But
you did? I did
because I looked at your face. Because again, Bert and Mo were the only ones who weren't in the know that we had Timu Post Malone coming in, okay? So when that happened, I immediately looked at Mo's face when the nub accidentally got exposed. But again, you were on the other side of him, so you never saw.
Right.
But the nub comes out of that green puffer vest for a second as he's scrambling to get the ping pong ball and hold on to the microphone. I feel so bad for putting him in that position. I looked at Mo's face, and Mo was like, what the... is going on.
I'm like, yo, I know I miss the news sometimes because I'm not on social media.
And I'm,
but like, when did Post Malone lose his hand? And why are we like just acting like this is not happening? Are we not going to ask him about it? Like, what's going on?
You guys are in the hallway. Me and Claudia are watching through. We could hear everything through the speakers in here. We're watching through the glass at you guys in the hallway. And she goes, oh my God, I think Mo just saw the nub. And I said, are you serious? And I kept looking at Mo's face, and I could just see it washing over Mo's face.
Because I'm like, this will be so embarrassing if I bring that up. And then, like, everybody's like, oh, he wasn't supposed to talk. I'm like, maybe I missed it in the notes. We're not supposed to bring it up, so I didn't know what to do.
Because just by the chance that it really might be Post Malone, right? Even though you're sort of playing a mind game with yourself.
Exactly.
Like, this can't be reality because this is the real guy, because I trust everybody that has put this thing together, right?
Yeah. Okay, so as we gear up to the exposing the April Fool's prank, which there is another story within that, but bear with me. So I told Tommy to tell you guys 15 minutes. He's got a tight schedule because he's in Atlanta to do something. He's got to get in and out. So we're doing this interview, and I mean, it's just rolling. Everybody's got great questions. Jimmy is answering them as Post Malone beautifully. Really, I mean, five stars, did his homework, did such a great job. We're going to have him on Monday, by the way, to get his perspective of this.
Really starts to lighten up at the end of the interview. Like, I felt Post was tight in the beginning, like, and then I started thinking to myself, oh, you know what? We've had other celebrities in here where I see interviews and they're really, really loose and having a good time. But maybe in real life, and you know, maybe it's early and he's just being shy. But then towards the end, he's loosening up and I'm taking some pride in it. All right, this dude is really feeling this interview now, man. We are in with Post Malone, and you can feel that in interviews sometimes.
So a reminder, again, this is fake Post Malone. If real Post Malone had been there, we would have had a record rep, we would have had an assistant, blah, 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 because there's always, always somebody there on behalf of this celebrity telling us to wrap it up. Like, you got 5 minutes, you got 2 minutes, wrap it up. And so we don't have that person. Because it's not the real Post Malone.
But you have a curtain up, so I didn't even know if there were staff or not.
And we also, I planted that seed that they were in the green room because it was a tight space, blah, blah, blah. So we're sitting there. 10 minutes passes, 15 minutes passes. We are now at 20 minutes.
Because whenever Tommy tells me that, look, you guys have a time limit of 10 minutes, he and I sort of have an unsaid rule that he has to tell me that to please the record people, but he also knows I'm going longer than 10 minutes. If it's rolling, I could go 15 minutes, and he'll stand in the back and he'll give me the, okay, wrap it up. But he's really doing that for the press people, not for me.
So when I turned around and I peeked my head behind our curtain, I kept telling Tommy, somebody needs to wrap this up. This is going to be the never-ending interview.
It was going so well.
It really was.
I'm like,
Post was awesome.
I go, I did not prepare that many questions because it's not the real Post Malone.
I did. I had them all ready to go. So, okay, the last thing about the stub here, because you're going to see a video where Kristen says, April Fools, and I think you did too. Did you get it on the April Fools? Did you say it?
I was sitting there trying to figure out what was going on.
Okay.
You did.
So yeah, so let me explain. So they say April Fools, and I'm following Kristen's lead, and I turn to the camera and say April Fools also, not knowing what I'm saying. But then I see fake Post's nub, right? Mm-hmm. So in my mind, I have a million things racing. I thought the real Post Malone put this fake prosthetic on as a joke. And all I could think of is, this is a really bad joke. Like, you ever seen that Saturday Night Live skit where she's got the little hand and the big forehead? So it was all making perfect sense on why he was hiding the left arm. So the April Fool's Day joke was Post wearing this fake looking hand. And then I got it. Oh, that's funny. But then I also thought, again, a million things are going through your mind. He's going to get so much crap about this.
And we have a nonprofit with kids. Yeah. You also have missing limbs.
And it was only when Kristen said, because I still
you just didn't know the joke was on you.
I still didn't know the joke was on
you. I didn't realize you didn't know about that.
I still didn't know. I'm like, so this isn't Post.
So I literally, and I can tell the way Bert was talking, I'm like, oh my God, he still thinks this is Post Malone and that Post Malone has a fake prosthetic on to look like a nub. So I literally have to grab Bert and be like, Bert, this is Jimmy. He's a first show listener. He's pretending to be Post Malone. And then Bert looks at me, and I'm not going to lie, I felt a little bit bad. Bert looks at me and he goes, so Post Malone's not coming?
It was really upset.
And I was like, this is going to go one of two ways. He's either going to be really, really mad, or he's going to find this funny.
You're going to be really excited. We've got Lady Goo Goo next week.
I also, yesterday was laughing about it when it happened because I thought it was a really fantastic prank, right? And then sometime around 5 o'clock last night, I started feeling so stupid and so anxious. Like, I almost want to call these guys up and call off, like, that we're going to do this on the air, because I feel so stupid about the whole thing. So,
but we did it!
You did it. All right, if you're just tuning in, the whole thing and the video, everything is going to be online later on today.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.